take a sunrise. Sprinkle it with dew. Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The Candyman. Oh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Who could take a rainbow, wrap it in a sigh, soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie? The Candyman. Oh, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious. Now you can talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Who can take tomorrow, dip it in a dream, separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream? The Candyman can. Oh yeah, the Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. Yeah, you're listening to the Distract and Disable program, number 45, coming to you from the radio somewhere. Somewhere in space, somewhere on a comet, an icy comet, giving off frequencies that are freaking me out. I am your host with the most candy. Ear candy, that is. My name is Bill Fountain. That's right. Bill Fountain. Ooh yeah, the Candyman can. I hope you enjoy this episode of the Distract and Disable program. A Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman, Candyman, a Candyman, a Candyman.
Candyman. This one's by request for Victoria for her birthday. Let's do this thing.
Sewing machine, where's the bobbinet? She's toting old grain in a printed sack. The dust blows forward and the dust blows back, and the wind blows black through the sky, and the smokestack blows up in the sun's eye. What am I gonna die? A white flake riverboat just blew by. Bubbles pop big and a lipstick Kleenex hung on a pointed forked twig. Reminds me of the Bobby girls. Never was my hobby girls. Handful of worms and a pole fishing. Cork bobbing like a hot red bulb. and a blue jay squeaks, his beak open an inch above a creek. Gone fishing for a week. Well, I put down my bush, and I took off my pants and felt free. The breeze blowing up me, and up the canyon, far as I could see. It's night now, and the moon looks like a dandelion. It's black now, and the blackbird's feeding on rice, and his red wings look like diamonds and lice. I can hear the mice toes scampering, gophers rumbling in piled crater rock holes, one red bean stuck in the bottom of a tin bowl, hot coffee from a crimped up can, me and my girl named Bimbo, Limbo, Spam.
It's Caroline, the love coach. How are you feeling today? It's not very good since you're watching this video. I'm sorry to hear you're down. I'm sorry to hear something happened to you that makes you feel like you're not on top of the world. But it happens to everyone. That is life. Life has its ups, life has its downs. And no one is guaranteed a life just out of happiness. You know, people ask me sometimes, how could you always be so positive? How can you be so full of energy all the time? And I'm like, let me tell you, I'm not. How could anyone just be happy all the time? That's insane. We all have our moments. I have massive pity parties for myself when I'm crying, when I feel life sucks. We all get into those modes sometimes. Because life is not a smooth journey. If it was, it would be kind of boring, right? Things happen to us and we might not always know the reason. We might always feel it's fair. But the only thing that we can do is to choose how we react on things. And this is where I have a message for you, and that is, be gentle to yourself now when you're not feeling very well. Hug yourself. Be nice. Eat your ice cream or whatever you do for a day or two. But then lift yourself up. I want you to say, I promise I'm committed to that my life is gonna be richer. It's gonna be bigger. It's gonna be happier. And I'm in charge. I'm the one who decides that I want to react on life with joy. I want you to say, I commit to not make things worse by dwelling on things. I commit to not blame other people for how I'm feeling. I commit to constantly see the beauty of life instead of the sadness and the darkness and all those things that are there. Everything is there. Dark things, good things, bad things, people are evil, people are really nice. They're all around us. But you're the one who's choosing what to see, who to react to, who to hang out with. If you seek people who are good for you, they will come. They were like, ooh, you called me, I'm here. You're the one who can choose to smile more, to love more, to give more, and to feel so much better. You're feeling bad now, but that's just now. That's just temporary. Tomorrow, be in charge. Say to yourself, tomorrow I will smile more. I will be happier, because the thing is, it is that simple. Being positive is a choice, and being positive needs some work. Just like you can't go to the gym once and then you're done and you have a perfect body for the rest of your life, you can't just be positive. You're not born that way. You can't just say, okay, no, I'm positive, I'm gonna stay positive. Life is harder than that. And every day I want you to make a choice, because what you do when you every day choose to be happy, you're building a little base for yourself. So next time something attacks you, you know, life comes and hits you a bit, you will be prepared and you will have an immune system against it. You will feel so much better. It's your choice. I know today is a bad day. We all have bad days. Don't let it grab you. Don't let it steal you away from the light. Make the decision that tomorrow you're gonna feel so much better. If this is hard for you, I'm here to coach. I'm in Australia, but I coach people on Skype all over the world, and just let me know that you're interested and we will find a time and hook you up for a booking, and we can have a chat.
game anymore, but can we still be friends? Things just can't go on like before, but can we still be friends? We had something to learn. Now it's time for the wheel to turn. Grains of sand, one by
all we have time for in this episode of the Distract and Disable program. I've been your host, Bill Fountain. I hope you were able to recover from all of that information that just entered you through your brain. It's a lot to process, I know. But they're here. They're here now. And, well, there's nothing much we can do about it. They're here. We're here. They know we're here. We know they're here. So, when life throws you a bunch of lemons, what do? I think you know. You make lemonade. That's right. you make lemonade. And while you're at it, you should make some cookies too. Yeah, cookies. Because that's what they like. They like lemonade and they like cookies. Because where they come from, they got no lemons and they got no cookies. So, my advice to you, dear listeners, is to start squeezing. Start squeezing and start baking. Because they're gonna be hungry when they get here. That's the other part. That's the part they don't tell you about. When they get here, boy, are they gonna be hungry. Very hungry. So that's my advice to you. I know what I'm doing for the next few days.